नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
यं हि न व्यतयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोमतत्वाय कल्पते
सोमतत्वाय कल्पते।
Translation: O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress, and is steady in both, is certainly eligible for liberation.
Krishna is addressing Arjuna, Purusharthava, the best of the man. Oh, the best of the man. Certainly, Krishna is the best of the man. Can. Because he is directly friend of Krishna. Who can be better man than him? The best of the man. So, the best of the man, why he is distressed in executing his duty? Therefore, this very word is used, that you are the best of the man. The best of the man should not be disturbed by any material condition. He should discharge his duty. And what is the duty? Duty is to become immortal. This is the duty. The lowest of the man does not know how to become immortal. Amrita. Amrita means death. And Amrita means no death. The modern Western civilization cannot understand that there is possibility of becoming immortal. They have taken it, accepted it. Well, who can stop? They're simply scientific errors, calculating that someday will come, by science, we shall be immortal, there will be no death. The formula is given here by Krishna, how to become immortal. So that means you should be jealous of the so-called happiness and distress of this material world. That is the first qualification. One who doesn't care what is the distress and happiness of this body, he must execute Krishna consciousness. That is the quality. I cannot execute Krishna consciousness because there are so many inconveniences. He's not fit for becoming immortal. People do not know that we can become immortal. Immortal we are, but we have been embodied in this material body. Therefore, you have to accept mortality. Birth and death. These things stated in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Spiritual life means how to become immortal. they come to ask me, sir, do you know some spiritual magic? Kulakundili, all for material magic. Spiritualist means something magic, so that you can get some material magic. Stretching your hand, you can get some little quantity of gold, but then you are spiritualist. Here is a man, wonderful spiritualist. He can create gold. He can cure disease by simply, what is called? Pulling, like that. They want to see magic only for material benefit, what is called miracle. That is spiritual. Not in that way. Let me see. Next slide. Spiritual life means how to become immortal. Amritāyapa. Kāmṛtottāyapa. Krishna has explained. Mātrās parasāsya kaunteva sīkūrṣṇa sukhadukkada āgumā pāyina anityātāna titikkharsa vāra. Tāna titikkharsa. Don't be disturbed by the sensuous disturbance of the body. Become dhīra. Dhīra sattva ramayati. Become dhīra. So one who has practiced to become dhīra, not to become disturbed by the sensuous or bodily sensations, he is supposed to be kalpada, he is supposed to be to become immortal at the end. And the Bhagavad says also that you do not become a spiritual master, you do not become a father, you do not become a mother, you do not become a friend, a relative in this way, if you cannot make your subordinate immortal. Pita-na-saskāt, Guru-na-saskāt, Janani-na-saskāt, Pita-na-saskāt. In this there is a leaf. You become father of hundreds of children. That's all right. No restriction. Bigger children. But you must make your children immortal. You have become Guru, that's all life, Guruji Maharaj. That's all life. But make your disciples immortal. Otherwise don't cheat others. Cheaters. Illicit father, illicit mother. As you said, illicit sex. Similarly, illicit father, illicit mother. Who is illicit father, illicit mother? Who cannot make his children immortal? That is the aim of Buddha. How to become immortal? Not to become, we are immortal. Just like a person is diseased, attacked by fever. Fever is not his natural condition. But somehow or other, he has got fever. Similarly, we are immortal, that is explained. Najāyate nāmiyate vā. The living entity never takes birth, never dies. Therefore, immortal. Immortal means no birth, no death. That is immortal. Whenever there is birth, there is death. If there is no birth, there is no death. That is immortal. So the whole scheme is Vedic scheme, not otherwise. How to become immortal? And you find Bhagavad Gita. Yadgatyanani vartanti tadbhāma paramo. In many places, this happens only aims at. In another place, in Bhakti Kāpa, when Vishwamitra Muni came to see Maharaj Dasarath to ask his son, Ramchandra and Lakshman, to take them, they were boys at that time, and there was a demon disturbing in the forest. So, Vishwamitra, not that side. Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath for help. But Vishwamitra Muni could kill that demon immediately. But that is not the business of the Brahman. Killing his health is for the Kshatriya. You see how. He was quite powerful. He could kill that demon simply by saying that he died. He was so powerful, Vishwamitra Muni. But still, he came to the king for help. So, when Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath, as he asked, how are you? So, Maharaj Dasarath inquired from you, from Vishwamitra Muni, Oihishtam yat punajjanma jayaya. My dear sir, if there is anything, disturbance in your occupation, because you are trying to conquer over death, all the great rishis and saintly persons, all spiritual realization means to conquer over death. So, this was the question. Oihishtajattam punarjanma jayaya. Punarjanma. You are trying to hold over reputation of birth. The modern civilization, they do not know that it is possible. It is possible to become immortal, to have eternal, blissful life of knowledge. That is called immortal. Sat-chit ananda. Sat means eternity. And chit means knowledge. And ananda means pleasure, bliss. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is a transcendental body. He is eternal, blissful and complete knowledge. His body. Therefore he is speaking Bhagavad Gita. If he is an ordinary man, what is the use of hearing him? Ordinary man will commit mistake, will cheat, will be illusioned, his senses are imperfect. How he can give complete knowledge? That is not possible. Therefore, we are not concerned to hear any rascal. We want to hear Krishna. We are not prepared to hear any rascal, so-called scientist and so-called philosopher, so-called God. No. We are not prepared. Because everyone is rascal. Everyone is full of mistakes. Everyone is trying to cheat others. Everyone is illusion. And everyone's senses are imperfect. How can we know it perfect? That is not possible. Therefore, we have to select Guru. Guru means Krishna, as Arjuna has selected Guru. Sishtasriham sarimam prapannam. am, I become yours. Shishya, disciple. I surrender unto you. So, to get perfect knowledge, we have to find out Krishna or Krishna's bona fide representative. Then there is perfect. Then we can become immortal. Unless we get perfect knowledge. So, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, immortal. Krishna is full of bliss, full of knowledge, and we are also part and parcel of Krishna. So we have also the same quality, Satchidananda, the spiritual body. But because we have contacted this material nature, our blissfulness, our eternity, our knowledge, everything is now disturbed. Everything is now disturbed. We cannot be completely blissful. Anything you take, any pleasurable thing you take, it cannot give you all else pleasure. It is not possible. This is not possible in this material. However, you may try scientifically to prolong your duration of life, live forever, it is not possible. And however, you may pose yourself, teach others that you are the best man in knowledge, philosopher, scientist, you are a fool. That is not possible. Satchidananda Vigraha is Krishna only. So we can also become like Krishna, along with Krishna, not outside. We can be living whole, along with Krishna. So Krishna is also very much anxious to take us back to Him. Therefore He comes. Yada yada hi dhanma sarjani bhuti bharat. Tadatmanam sijama. When these rascals forget that unless he goes back to home, goes back to Krishna, he will never be happy. That is the discrepancy of occupational duty. You have come here, Krishna Bhuyaji Bhogavan Shakar. You have come here to enjoy. You lord it over the material nature and has become entangled. So Krishna comes, descends to save us, to give us shelter at his lotus feet, so that we may also become immortal like Krishna, full of bliss and full of knowledge. That is called Amrita. So unless you have got our aim, target of life, then what is the value of life? This is Amrita talk. Is there any institution, is there an educational institution or university or college where this teaching is given that how you can become immortal? Is there any institution in the world? Throughout the whole world? No. They are simply teaching that you live like animals and die like animals. You live like cats and dogs and you die like cats and dogs and again become cats and dogs. Punap punap karita sarvana. Nati vidu sāsatatim hi viṣṇu durāsayāji bahidatthamāni. Andhāra thāndhai rupanīyamāna sreti satantrā urdhāmi adhyā matinna kṛṣṇe parato satovā mitho vipadrīta vriham prakānā adānta govhi visatāntamitsam punak punakkar vitakarvanā This is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. That he was instructing his father, materialist, first class materialist. So, when he inquired that what is your purpose that you have become Krishna conscious? How you have become Krishna conscious? So he answered, he did not ask him, he addressed him as my father, Asura Vajra, the first class demon. He never addressed him, my dear father, my dear first class demon. This little boy, 5 years old, because he is Krishna conscious. And the father is threatening him always to kill. Still, he is not afraid. Huh? When he says, where from you have got this courage? Well, my dear father, or my dear demon, I have got this courage, where from you have got this courage? But you are forgetting. That is the difference. You have got so much power, that you can defeat anyone, even with any god, you should know that you have got this power from the powerful. But you are not obedient to the powerful. That is demon. Demons have the great power. They think that I have got it, I have earned it. It is my thing. Who can challenge me? But he forgets that everything can be withdrawn within a second by the Vahu. That is demonic. And Vaishnava, devotee means, although he is very, very powerful, he never thinks that I am powerful. He thinks that I am acting simply by the order of the power. This is the difference. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, people do not know the aim of life. The aim of life is here, Amritasya, as good as Krishna, as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, blissful, full of knowledge and eternal. That is the aim of life. But people do not know. Nasi Vidhu, Sartha Dhatim Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord, who is eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. So, our aim should be how to approach Vishnu. Then we get the same power, same eternity, same blissfulness. Just like a motor car is running at the speed of 60 miles and if he cycles somewhere or other, catches the motor car, he can also go at the speed of 60 miles. Sometimes boys do that. Similarly, you approach Krishna, you get all the powers. Because it becomes under protection. Protection of the, where Tulsidas has said that in the ocean, the waves of the ocean, if you put one elephant very powerful, very strong, the elephant will be washed by the waves. But a small fish, teeny fish, it is swimming against the wind. They take pleasure, the fish way, and the waves are coming this way, the fish go in that way. Now see, you pull against the wave, and elephant, it will be washed out. Why he lives like any strong thing he is. In big things, seeker, it will work. But small things, it doesn't care the wealth, it goes against it. Why? It has taken the shelter. It has taken the shelter of the ocean. Similarly, all power belongs to Krishna. Jatra Jogi Sarahi. But if anyone takes shelter of Krishna, he becomes as powerful as Krishna. This is the path. But we do not know. We want to become powerful here by so-called science, so-called yoga, kundalini, and what other nonsense they have. They are trying to be immortal, powerful. No, sir, that is not possible. It is not possible. Therefore, people do not know. Nothing we do. We do not know. Sattva-tin Vishnu, our aim should be how to approach Vishnu, how to go back to home, back to God. Nathi-vidhu sattva-tin Vishnu, durasaya. They are hoping, durasaya, very badly, wrong, that they want to be happy by adjustment of this material world. The yogic process is also another material gymnastic. We have not had any yogi has become successful to the immortal. No. That's not possible. Nati vidu sākabhati ni vishnu durāsayāji bohiratthamāya. Those who are trying to adjust this material world by science or yoga without caring for Vishnu. What they are? Andhā. They are blind. Andhā. And they are leaders, and they are also blind. Andhā dathā rupanyamāna. Andhā. One blind man is trying to lead another blind man. So what is wrong there? Say, Isha, tantra bhavya, they are bound up by the laws of nature, and then that's right. How they can become free and happy by such endeavor? That is not possible. So simply by taking Krishna consciousness, it will be nice, yes. So how to take Krishna consciousness? So that is also answered by Prahlad Maharaj. Matinna Krishna Parato Tatova Mito Vipadvitam Vipam Pratana. Krishna consciousness cannot be awakened for a person who wants to stay in this material world and become happy. He cannot become Krishna consciousness. Griha Pratana. Griha means home. And Pratana. Pratana is one who has taken the house or home or this body as everything. Vrta. Vrta means just like we are observing this today, a Janmashtami vrta, under vow. We shall pass an austerity. The aim is different from the Griha vrta. Griha vrta's aim is how to decorate the home, how to become happy in this home, in this world, in this material world. That is there. So they cannot become Krishna conscious. One who has become careless of this material happiness, he can become Krishna conscious. That way he said, yes, jamhina vatante iti. These material things, seasonal changes, so-called happiness, so-called distress. If one is not disturbed, there is no cause of disturbance. This is another foolishness. Why one should be disturbed? Because the so-called happiness or distress, whatever you are destined to receive through mercy. Do you try or do not try, it doesn't matter. Whatever portion of happiness you are destined to get, you get. And whatever portion of, because this material life is mixture, you cannot get unadulterated happiness or unadulterated distress. No, that is not. You get distress and happiness both. Therefore, Krishna has explained in the previous class. Here also, Jamhina Bhakanti Uti. Matas Parsas to Kompya. See those Sukhadukta. Here in this material world, there is winter and the counterpart summer. In the winter, we are spared. It is up being warmer. That means you want summer. And again, summer is required. You are spared. Has it been, as you say, cooler. You apply cooling machine. So this is our stuff. In the summer, we apply cooling machine. And in the winter, we apply heating. So undisturbed happiness, either in coolness or warm, you cannot have. This is not possible. Therefore, we have to become careful. But the material is possible, we are disturbed. A little winter, little chilliness, immediately bring electric heater, immediately. Or if there is too much hot, bring fan, bring cooler. So they are dizzy. How to adjust this material disturbances? But they do not think that why these material disturbances are disturbing me, I do not want that person. They simply struggle. How to counter it? Struggling like food. But here is the solution. Here is the solution. The solution is that don't be disturbed with this cooling and heating machine. Be pleased in whatever condition Krishna has placed you. Of course, there is no harm if you can put yourself in a comfortable. But simply for putting yourself in comfortable situation, don't forget Krishna. That is all. Simply for making adjustment of this material condition of life, if you forget Krishna, then you lose everything. That in the Bible also, what there is.
What profit is a man if he gains the whole world by losing his eternal soul?
That's it. That should be the end. That we are eternal. So, we must be again replaced in our eternal life. But if you forget this mission of life and simply become engaged, how to become happy in this material world, how to avoid distress, how to get happiness, people are engaged in that way. Simply try to get happiness and avoid distress and forgetting that he has got a mission of life to realize his self and go back to home, back to God. This is the defect of the modern civilization. So, Bahiratkama, nothing we do thoughts of the thing. Matinna Krishna Parato Satuva Mikobi Padrita Bhagavatana. So their conferences, their United Nations, their scientific advancement, their educational system, philosophy, and so on, everything is meant for how to become happy in this material world. Grihabhrtavana. The aim is how to become happy here. And that is not possible. These rascals they cannot understand. If you want to become happy, then you must come to Krishna. Māvakeita kaunpiyo dukkhālayam mathāsatam nāpnibhanti. Krishna says, if somebody comes to me, then he does not And in order to get this flesh, which is full of this dukkhala, this material world, is explained by Krishna as dukkhala. Hala means flesh, and dukkha means distress. Everything is distressful here. But full being illusion, like powered by the illusory maya, that distress he accepts as happiness. That is maya. It is not at all happiness. A man is working all day and night, and he, because he is getting some paper, where it is written, we trust in God, take this paper, $100. I cheat you. This is not, we trust in God, I promise to pay you, take this paper now, not in 1 cent worth. It is written there, $100. So I'm thinking I'm very happy. Now I have got this paper. That's all. He does and he does. This is going on. So we should not be disturbed by the happiness and distress of this material world. That should be our aim. Our aim should be how to execute Krishna consciousness. How to execute? And Maha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given very simple formula. Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Yogatilam. Kalo Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Yogatilam Natha. In this age, Kali, you cannot execute any severe austerity or penance. Simply chant Hare Krishna. That also we are not able to do. Let's see. How unfortunate is that? So this is the position of the Kali Yuga. Mandas manna matayo manna bhagda jibaddhata. They are very rascals, manda. Manda means very bad, manda. And sumanna matayo. And if they want to improve something, they will accept some rascal Guruji Maharaj. Mandas manna matayo. And some party, which has no bona fide contribution, still less. It is very nice. So, first of all, they are all bad, and if they accept something, that will also be very bad. Why? Unfortunate. Manlas manna matayo, manna bhagya means unfortunate. And above that, buddha, always disturbed by taxes, no rain, no sufficient food, so many things. This is the position of Kali Yuga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now it is in the Vedic literature, that you cannot do the yoga practice, meditation, or offering big sacrifices, or construct big temples for worshipping the deity. It is very, very difficult nowadays. Simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And gradually you will realize how to become immortal. Thank you very much.